Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? This is Eric, also on the Citizen Payne K's son, and Rumman. You know how to go with a little Chuck and the fellas, Public Enemy, right? This is K's son and friends. I'm K's son, like I said, and the friends are my brother Byron Saunders, the legendary historian, brother Wayne Gilman, the legendary newsman. It's go time tonight. They don't get along, so they got to get it on. Tonight is in just about 45 minutes, the vice presidential debate between Kamala and Mike Pence. And I think Kamala's going to eat him up, you know. However, Mike Pence has been around, I guess, debating for a while, telling lies. So I guess he'll have some replies if he doesn't try to cough on her the whole night. The president walking around infected. On drugs, on steroids. So let me ask a question of you. I mean, I used to live around the corner from a bodybuilder gym in the neighborhood. It was a, you know, cats just go over there and work out. And, you know, back in the day, they would say a lot of these guys were on steroids and all that. And so the question comes to mind, would you give, not saying that Trump is what I'm getting ready to say, this is just a hypothetical. Would you give a cokehead of someone snorting coke steroids? Just a question. Just a question. Because somebody, I don't say it, but I think someone that might be on the show has referred to it sometimes that, you know, the sniffing was a problem with the little nose candy. And I'm not saying that it is. I don't know. I have no evidence of that. I never was in the room with him when they might have been doing it, so I can't say. But we do know that the roids are an issue, and that very expensive health care treatment that 99% of Americans cannot have access to, one of the conditions was the steroids, as well as others, for the COVID-19 chief in charge. And the question comes to mind that could that have an effect because of the rapid-fire tweeting that people refer to? I didn't know. Someone said he did like 65 yesterday or something like that. So, you know, man, this is just being on medication. There's side effects to medication, period. So they tell you don't drive on this medication. Don't do that on this medication. Don't run a country on this medication. But I guess by now people are saying, what's the difference? We've been going down the crazy route anyway, so what's the difference? But I mean, you know, these are just things that I think about. I don't know if anybody else is wondering. You know, this is inside E's head. And I'm just wondering, you know, I've got to ask these questions, because if we don't ask questions, well, we don't get the answers. But in some of these cases, we'll never get any of the answers anyway. So what the hoo-ha, right? We might as well all throw them out. It's all one big party. It's America, right? You know, also, too, you know, I like the little ploys that they like to have. You know, the Pence camp said that, you know, Kamala, when they wanted to put the dividers up, oh, she wants to have a fortress around her. Oh, come on, man. Your little stupid tricks ain't going to work. We ain't going to let you get close enough for you guys to try and infect her, because we know that's part of your objective, to try to get everybody else sick, now that you're all sick. So, oh, you're scared? Oh, you don't want to come close to her? Get out of here. Yeah, we don't want to come close to you because you're nasty. You're nasty. You got the cooties. You're nasty. You don't wash your hands. You're nasty. You guys be breathing, spitting on people. You people is nasty. Clowns. These are a bunch of clowns, man. Are we in a clown show or what? This dude is, he got the disease that he told everybody else was a hoax from. Just put two and two together. This is why we've been calling on this show for a poll tax, an intelligence tax, because it's show looking like a lot of his people are the ones that need to take the test. I'm not saying just because they used to dog black people out back in the day. I'm saying because it looks like that seems to be the case. Because if you can't put two and two together, one and one together, then why should we let you drive the boat? That's all I'm saying. Let me bring Brother Byron in. Brother Byron Sanders. Brother Byron, go. I know you got some things to talk about.
I'm just trying to keep it light.
You got to keep laughing. When stuff gets so ridiculous,
you gotta keep it like, gotta keep laughing, because you couldn't get a job as a sketch writer on Saturday Night Live if you came in with the stuff that they're doing live at the White House. Okay, this is like the clown show of all clown shows, and ironically, the irony of it all is that now people have to start to question about the sanity. Because I want to know from Wayne Gilman and you, Eric Citizen Payne, if I, you know, had been sick for a couple of days and y'all came to visit me and, you know, you say, well, Byron, what is it that you want to do today now that you're feeling so much better? And I said, well, Eric and Wayne, what I really like to do is get in the car and just ride around the block and just wave at everybody, because I miss being there. Y'all would look at me and say, he ain't leaving this hospital today, y'all. He wants to do what? Go out and wave at people? See, that was a serious sign right there. Y'all should have evoked the 25th Amendment almost immediately, because this man has lost his marbles. He is not operating with a full deck. And anybody who wants to get in a car and go wave at. Now, I live in Washington, D.C., and I was out in that area the other day. And, yeah, I saw the nuts out there over in Rockville, you know, waiting to try to see the president or just even pray for him. But to sit there and engage in the optics that this idiot just got through doing should have been proof pudding. Take his ass right on over there to Elizabeth Hospital, where the insane and the asylum, they got lots of rest beds over there for. That's where they took Hinckley after he shot Reagan. So they don't need. We got a place for him. We got a bed for him. Okay. And then that stuff going out on the balcony. All I could think of was, "Don't cry for me, Ike Cortina."
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, that's what came to mind. Except it was an evil, maniacal, just self-centered, narcissistic psychopath. I mean, the whole walk up there and to pose. Who are you saluting? Who are you posing for? There was no audience there. There's no crowd there. Who's there? What, your staff? Who's there for you to? It's a photo op. You're up to take a picture of you saluting, and you take your mask off. I'm out of the closet. I'm going to take this mask off, and I'm going to salute America. What is wrong with this dude, man? This ain't no TV show. And that's the problem. Yeah, I mean, and all these people, and like you said, the 25th Amendment should have been invoked, man. He's on medication. So why is he able to still be running stuff? And all of these people, I mean, he's infected. There's what, 17 people infected from that Rose Garden thing, from the Supreme Court, big announcement there. And the crazy thing is, they're so power hungry. Everybody that works with him, they're so power hungry, man. They are still going for it. They're like, no, we're still going to listen to him. And have the king. The king is still functioning. Let's act like he's still functioning so we can maintain this power. This shows you. And you just look at some of the people that are still supporting this dude. It's like, wow, white supremacy above all, right? That's what y'all are saying. above sanity. That's the crazy thing. It's like, really? And you just look at some of the things online, and just most recently, the issue with George Floyd, the murderer, out on bail, $1 million bail. You check your email, you see the little news feeds and stuff. You check AOL or whatever, and you click on a story, you scroll down, you just see the hatred that some of these people have, or just the backwards thinking, just based in complete racism. Complete racism. It's like, wow, you people can't even see the truth. It's some kind of skewed, and it's a sickness. These people are sick, that somehow in their mind they cannot fathom. And I guess a mind would reject that. It would reject barbarism, savagery, that you don't want to equate yourself with that. But that's the system in the society that you've been a beneficiary of, and that you seek to continue to perpetuate. I tell you, when I first started getting on the internet, which was by way of YouTube, because, being a visual media type of person, and just to scroll down after and notice, oh, wow, there's comments down here, and stuff wouldn't have nothing to do with race. Just seeing some of these people throw the N-word out just because, man, just like it was, they needed to get it out. Like they didn't have their daily dose of saying the N-word that day, and they needed to get it out. Would have nothing to do with the video, or maybe if there's a black person or whatever, just to throw the hatred is like, wow, you people, that really is on your mind. Not their whiteness, but how they choose to see and think about and feel about black people. It is some it is deep within them, within inside of them. To not even be able to see reason, to see something even for their own benefit. That's the unbelievable part about it. For their own benefit, to not even be able to see, this is insane. This guy is, there's something wrong with him. If you're feeling that well in the hospital, why don't you just do some work and stop taking pictures of you doing work? Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Really, and I mean, who goes around the hospital wearing cufflinks? Come on.
But it's the little things you got to pay attention to, everybody.
I mean,
it tells you something. The details tell you something about an individual.
Come on. He didn't even have a hospital band around his wrist. Now, everybody who goes to the hospital that's a patient gets one of those.
Mm-hmm.
So did he really go into the hospital, or he was just there creating a photo op? He saw the movie Dave, and I know he thought he could play that role and pull it off. But he's more like playing the role of, Peter and the Wolf. That's more the role he needs to be playing, because he's been playing the Wolf a lot.
Yeah, man. I don't think his ego does not allow him to be out of the spotlight for too long.
Right. Exactly.
So I don't think, and I've heard
he keeps moving forward, because we got – right now, as of today, the COVID, calendar and death clock are just just clicking away. We're at nationally. Imagine that, nationally. We've got 7.5 million people infected, 7.5 million people infected, and that's growing exponentially. And to date, as of today, October the 7th, 2020, there are 213,462 people dead from this virus, and there's an anticipation of another 170,000 that will be dead by the time we get to the first of the year. So you really want to vote for an individual who has, on his clock, don't blame Obama, don't blame Clinton, don't blame even Reagan or Bush, or both Bushes, but on your watch, this is what you have done to this country. And to me, because you had a chance to stop it by just issuing a mandate to wear a mask, the post office was ready to mail on behalf of this nation over 600 million face masks back in February. And you stopped it because of politics. Because you were red state, blue state in it. Well, you know what, Mr. I can't even call you that as president. But I will say this much. America, we have a chance to to really nail this mother's ass to the cross and for good. Bury him tonight, Kamala. Bury him, Vice President Biden. You got the tools and the weapons to bury him and the GOP, and take Mitch McConnell, take the all them GOP talking nuts with you. Get all of the Republicans in the Senate and the House, Lindsey Graham, bury them. For ever to walk in a public appearance again. Bury them with your vote. That's what you can do.
That's right. They should be shunned. They should be shunned from society. People should shun them and not have anything to do with them. When you see people that are willing to do stuff this despicable, just think about it. And, you know, we're only going to be on for like another 28 minutes. We want to do an abbreviated show tonight to be able to sit down and watch the debate. So I was having technical difficulty setting up things, and that's why Wayne is having a difficult time calling in, because who knows what's going on. And we don't put anything past anybody. Might be technical difficulty, might not be. Who knows? But here's what I know, that it is beyond blue state, red state, Republican, Democrat. And you know, we have a tendency to talk to our own tribe a lot. But, you know, if anybody who's reasonable enough to listen on the other side, I would just simply say, do your own research. Do your own research, and if look at our society now, all you got to do is look. We're walking around with masks on our face. We can't watch the sports that we wanted to watch it. The most favorite times of the year, the last time that all of him and his people in America got all up in arms about a man taking a knee in one of their favorite pastimes to interrupt their game with politics. Sorry that some of you have that luxury just to be able to sit down and watch sports without thinking about the ramifications of everything, while those of us who look a different way have to consider that. I can't even watch pro football anymore the same way. Can't watch it anymore the same way. Can't watch sports anymore the same way. But just think about it. Do you get to go to the stadium? Are you using your season tickets if you got it? Are you able to go see your favorite college teams? Are we able to enjoy Saturdays again for those football heads? So just think about that. Daily life in this country has been interrupted, and those are the least of the things. Not even talking about the deaths and the frontline people, and just you can't be able to go get basic medical attention, lighthearted stuff, because nobody can go to the hospital because there's a dire need here and it supersedes everything else. My God, use your powers of observation. If you want to try and blame it, who's in charge during this time? And the other thing that I have, with the Democrats, address this economic issue, that this guy built the economy, that you let them establish that ridiculous narrative that they built up this economy that was run into the ground by the previous Republican president, that the first black president who happened to be a Democrat dug it out of the hole that it was in and put it on the track. And the Democrats, like I said again, being the punk asses, don't tell that. Let them run away with the narrative that he's better than Joe Biden on the economy. Please, please, that is BS. That's what I'm talking about, man. No, we get the White House again, we get control of things, the Democratic Party is going to have to start changing the way they do shit with a pair of pants on, or maybe a skirt or a pantsuit, since it seems that some of the more hardcore, the stronger people pushing Democratic values and things seem to be wearing pantsuits. One of them might be from the Bronx. I'm going to give her props for that, because she talks loud. Some things I don't agree with AOC with, but she talks loud enough to make y'all, she's not afraid, ain't scared, man, because after a minute you start to wonder. So we need to get out of this. We need to put the fire out and then put our pedal to the metal and stop talking about let's all come together. We're going to trust y'all now. No, I ain't trusting you. Out of here. You still with me, Byron?
It's really, it's very hard to trust anyone who's cried wolf as many times, has lied over 20,000 times, caught lying over 20,000 times, and even with the ultimate moment of being sick himself, if he had COVID-19, let's just say whatever he had is still infecting his brain because he's doing the same stupid stuff, like he's stuck on stupid and parked on dumb. And so at the point of which, why even play the game? Because he wants you to play this game with him. That's why right now you have every opportunity to bury him and the GOP, and I say, have no mercy. You gave them
That's
mercy
right.
the first time you went in. Do you think you would have been given afforded that same mercy, Mr. Vice President Biden, if you had been sick? I don't think so. Because this guy doesn't even appreciate or respect the fact that you were a vice president, let alone the respect that one man should have for another. But so at this point, you know what? Get your mask on, go after him, bury him. Put him
That's
six
right.
feet under if you have to, because he doesn't deserve the respect of anything in this country, let alone sitting on a balcony pretending like he's some kind of king. King of fools.
Yeah,
that's what he really is.
It's unbelievable. That's unbelievable. And the fact that you know, you would think that something would be learned or maybe just some sort of perspective. And to come out and say, I'm cured, I feel better than I felt in 20 years. No, nobody's believing that, man. Why even say it? I was going to believe that. 213,000 people died. Ain't nobody believing that you feel better than you felt in 20 years. Come on, money. Come on, just, you know, it's like, come on, dude. Just, y'all, just, can we get y'all to just to be based in some sort of reality, or is it just going to be loud talking? You know, I got a friend who says, and you know you've heard this term before too, when brothers start arguing and having those intense sports debates or debates, whatever, and there's that loud dude who just want to, like Stephen A. sometimes, right, just want to talk louder than everybody else and just overwhelm you with the loudness of their voice as opposed to the fact that it actually being based in fact, truth, or just being right. And then you got to hit them every once in a while with a dude. Hey, just because you're talking loud, just because you're a loud talking, don't make you right. It doesn't make you right because you can talk louder than everybody else. It just makes you loud and guess what? And wrong. You're looking silly right now. I mean, the first sign that everybody should have seen was the sign of the first debate. The first Democratic debate was the sign. You know, so it's unbelievable that some people are still riding with this dude. You know, but we need to come up with some solutions. What kind of solutions that you might you have, Byron, that you could suggest to the people?
Well, biggest solution right now is find out your registration last day to register to vote. Because if you don't have a ticket for the dance, you're going to miss out on the opportunity to make all the change needed to happen like instantly. It's called your voting rights, but you have to be registered to vote. Don't show up at the ballot box looking all stupid because you didn't register to vote and then claiming that they might have torn up your ticket. No, if you're not registered to vote, most of the states right now are going to close out their early last minute voter registration dates are coming up sometime next week in most of the 50 states. So please, you who have an opportunity right now, this is the most simple thing next to putting on a mask. Imagine that. Had you had a mask back in February, we could have cut half, maybe 75% of the deaths that we have recorded thus far would have been saved lives.
Mm-hmm.
That's how simple it is. You need a ticket to vote. Register to vote, get your voter registration card, and then don't give no excuses because it's raining on voting day. You got from now until voting day, especially in these early states, vote. Don't push it to the limit. Get your vote in now. Be counted for. And I can guarantee you the base of his support is only so even if they all showed up to vote for him, he can't win. That's a reality. That's why you got the vote. 70% of the rest of us can put this clown out of office and to jail along with the rest of his co-conspirators because they committed treason. But it's got to start with you voting, going to the polls. I got my ballot. Did you get your ballot yet, Eric?
I got my ballot, and I'm going to drop it off this week. You know, and it's interesting. We should all really remember the lengths that the Republican Party is willing to go to win this or steal this election. And if you look at Texas, where the governor of Texas closed all the polling places except one or two, in Texas, in one of the biggest states in the country, where people have to literally drive across, you know, I mean, I've heard some drives across Texas like a 5-hour drive or something like that. You know, and so isn't it obvious? I mean, if we talk about fair play and decency, look what North Carolina is doing. They're trying to get tricky with their voting procedures too. The rights of the voters and cut back on voters. What are they doing? Oh, they're saying they're using the whole little signature thing or the incorrect filling out of the ballots, and just by chance, most of the people that are getting their ballots returned or null and void happen to be the black people.
Of course.
So
remember
we
this,
see these
folks,
individuals that are willing to stop at nothing.
Yeah. And remember this. You know the name Fannie Lou Hamer, because if you don't, you do remember I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Well, yesterday was her birthday, born in 1917, one of 22 children.
Mm-hmm.
One of 22. Put her life on the line for you to have the right to vote. Do not disrespect our ancestors and those who laid down their lives for you to vote. And she could have done it. Do you know what a Mississippi appendectomy is? They sterilized her when she went in for a minor procedure. So there ain't nothing new what they're doing to
this. That happened to Fannie Lou Hamer?
That's right.
Wow, I didn't know that.
And she was beat up so badly in a prison, in a jail in Winona, Mississippi. She was beat to the point where Andy Young and one other person from SCLC Atlanta had to come and get her from Ruleville, Mississippi, and drive her back to Atlanta so that she could recuperate from the whipping that she took in a jail, all because she wanted to have the right to vote.
Mm-hmm.
How dare you tell me that you're not voting?
Mm-hmm.
You're spitting in the faces of those who really put their lives on the line. John Lewis didn't take a whooping to an inch of his life on Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma in 1965 just so he could claim that he took a whooping and died at the end still declaring nonviolence and love. But he was a committed soldier to voting. How dare you disrespect him? Sojourner Truth, Harriet Tubman. How dare you even not even understand the value of your vote because you feel as if you've been mistreated and abused? Well, yes, you have. But you want to get that monkey off your back? Use the power of your vote, and I guarantee you, he'll get up off your back, and you can spit in his face. But you're gonna have to vote first, because right
now
they're pissing all over you.
And you know what the crazy thing is? I would suggest to continue on that note, Byron. I would suggest that, you're getting abused, but it ain't what it used to be.
Yeah.
If you can imagine. Try to imagine that. There was blood that was paid. It ain't what it used to be. Just when we were young, both Byron and I, it was a rare thing to see black people on TV even.
That's a rare thing.
So much so that, if you're listening and you're that age that don't know the experience, so much so that when it happened, you stopped and watched the TV and you called everybody in the household to come watch and say, black people on TV. You know?
That's right.
You
got
to be a certain age to know what that means.
Right. That's right. So please, put your PlayStation down, my brothers. You know, your fantasy team is going to be just that, a fantasy. You want to go to Disneyland? For what? Disneyland ain't got nothing for you except another busted dream and a PlayStation and making you believe that Goofy and Donald Duck and Elmer Fudd are your best friends. Come on. Wake up. Ain't none of them your friends. Get into the real world and stop believing in make-believe. Okay? It's just easy. It's just that simple, isn't it?
And,
wow.
And the reality is, you know, and I said this before, you get to a point where you realize, let me get Wayne out. Wayne just got through, so let me get him in here as we approach these last 14. Hey, Wayne, how you doing? Wayne Gilman, the legendary newsman.
Yeah, how's everything? I had difficulty getting through, and then lo and behold, some journalist from Japan called me. I don't know how she got my number, but just one of those things. So everybody's focused on tonight for sure. I just hope it's not like the last time with Trump and Biden, but that's about it. There's so many things that have gone on in the last 72 hours. Sometimes I even question why we're having a debate tonight because of the severity of this pandemic and the fact that it has taken so many people within the White House operation in terms of what Trump is doing, journalists and things like that, it's really, really concerning. You know, it's not something that, you know, it's just been such a calamity of errors, and the administration, regardless of what pleasant face they try to put on, you know, for people to see that, oh, everything is running comfortably, a lot of us are very uncomfortable. You know, I believe that steroid shot that he's taken has an impact on his judgment. And just the sophomoric behavior, you know, one day he looks like Mussolini. Today they put makeup on him and the fact that he's exposing himself just because he feels like Superman doesn't necessarily mean that he's cured of this virus. You know, and I mean, I don't want to go into a long dissertation about steroids, but I worked with a very popular disc jockey, he's no longer amongst us now, who sort of fortified himself, making himself look like Atlas by taking steroids. And I know around the time he died, he regretted having to do it because I remember the actor Fred Williamson, a former football player, came to us.
The hammer, right?
He's still alive,
yeah. Brother.
Is he
really?
Yeah, he's
still
alive.
Well,
he was very friendly. he was very friendly with the decedent, and I don't want to call his name. Very popular, you know. He could walk on water when it came to playing music, but you know, the deal is he was taking steroids to beef himself up, and. Next thing you know, you heard so-and-so got pancreatic cancer. And usually when you hear that, you know, like it's not even today there's, you know, improvements. But we're talking about 10 years ago. It was still a death sentence. You hear that? Make plans.
Right.
You know? But I don't mean plans to continue your life regularly. Just make plans for transitioning and that's it. But I don't know. I just find... there's just something very unsettling about this, and the only thing that I did to just make myself feel comfortable, I decided to vote yesterday, and I, you know, got my mail-in ballot, and I took it deliberately to the Board of Elections in White Plains, and I got that over with, you know, and I would encourage anybody who's in a position to do that to do the same. You know, I vote in Westchester, but I know New York is very diverse, and Jersey, I think they really are on top of their game because I think there's more mail-in voting there than there is here in the state. But
yeah, it's mail-in. It's all
it
mail-in.
It is what it is.
Much.
Yeah,
I think things are kind of this behavior the last 72 hours of Donnie. Really is cementing in some people's mind, not the base, because they're just foregone, and you know, there's no talking to them, so it's not even worth even talking about. But the individuals who were with him until now are starting to probably say, "Hey, this is just really beyond the pale," you know, and this his behavior is really going to, you know, at one point, you know, when he was trying to tell, you know, his crazy people to be violent, consider that. I think that a lot more people seeing this behavior now are going to be like, you know, nah. You know what I mean? Even the ones who are kind of leaning that way, I think they're kind of probably rethinking, like, he does seem a little crazy. Do I really want to go out here? And, you know, because
right.
I think maybe some of them thought, you know, maybe some of the military might be with us if we try to do something. Maybe some of the law enforcement might be with us. But I think those individuals that were considering that might be a part of those agencies, as they start to look at it, they're probably like, he's not the one. You know,
if
you want to get behind somebody for some sort of revolution, I'm not saying that they are, and you know, but I think that
take a lot. It only takes the optics of that one little special moment. It's like that aha moment. You know,
you're talking about the aha moment for them to decide not to, is what I'm assuming.
Decide, right, exactly. Because, see, up until this moment, when you're drinking that Kool-Aid, I mean, you've seen all the zombie movies, and there's a point where you get that slap in the face, and all of a sudden you wake up and you're like, wait a minute, what was I doing? Well, you were a zombie a few minutes ago, you know,
right.
But now you woke.
Exactly.
Now you woke. Okay, let's stay woke.
Yeah, exactly. And that's exactly what I'm talking about. There's a lot of them are getting to the point now, and that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
His behavior is starting to work to our advantage along those lines.
Yeah,
right?
Right.
And the fact that he hasn't been out, you know, he hasn't had any photo ops in the last day or two, right? He hasn't been out 24 hours or whatever it is, and keeps saying this crazy stuff. I was looking at some of the tweets that they had on Joy's show in all caps, and why aren't they getting arrested, and from inside the White House, some of these reporters are talking to staff members, they're like, yo, he's seeming a little nutty, you know, even
the
people that are working there.
I mean, and the thing is that if you study his facial countenance, the night that he left Walter Reed and he was climbing up the steps, and I heard one doctor who made the observations that I'm not even anywhere near medicine, let alone being treated, but, you know, there was something about his chest and the way he was breathing, like he was labored, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
And you see things like that. And then when I juxtapose that, there's some monument. I was going to ask you, Byron, about it because it's in D.C. where they have like 15 chairs or 20 chairs of people who is supposed to symbolically mean that each chair was for some 10 people who died from the coronavirus.
Yeah,
it's near the White House.
Right.
You know what I'm
talking
about?
Yes, they did.
It
was a moment of showing the 200,000 plus that have died. That's why they had those 200 chairs times 10. And,
right.
You know, and it's a symbolic gesture, but one in which, see, I think when you have a country that is awakening, remember these days after the election, because right now the history books are rapidly being written. And they're being written in a manner that says truth is revealing quite a bit of the hidden dangers that we have been involved in. Not just this administration, this entire nation, and some of its actions are being revealed as having been bad choices. Okay,
right.
And it's really put the dynamics of a global community that has been striving very hard to get together. You know, the Paris Accord was not about dividing nations. It was about bringing nations together to address climate change. That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
All right. And to debunk it is to refute the science, the fact that a global community was coming together. You see, that's the insanity of what's going on, because anybody who wants to stop that is really not for the global community. They're really setting up a fiefdom, one in which they can control, be emperor, be king for life. you know, but there's a danger in all of that. And if he doesn't really recognize the danger, then he will be consumed by it. And really, what's happening now, you're watching him going into the vortex of a drain that there's no escape. He's done.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, it's like, and you know what? It's all 18 folks in that administration.
Yeah.
Everybody who's been tagged by this, you know, unfortunately, if you look into their bio and their jacket and some of the statements, like
yeah.
Stephen Miller, you know,
yeah.
one of the biggest bigots I know walking the planet. And I didn't even know his wife had it. And look at
yeah.
Chris Christie, you know?
Yep.
I mean, it just amazes me. All these people are catching it now, and you don't hear them talk. I mean, they're not bold enough. I don't even know if they're receiving the same treatment this nut. Excuse me. I was about to call him clown. I don't want to go that low. You know, I still want to believe what Michelle said. When they go down, we go up, or whatever, what I'm trying to paraphrase that she had made 4 years ago. But you all know what I'm talking about. It's just been a long day for me.
You're
but,
better
you know,
than
the bottom
brother.
Line
go
is,
ahead. You're better than me. Go
yeah.
ahead. You're better than me.
No, that,
you're a better man than I. Because I'm going to call
well,
him
Well, no, no. You know, it's just like I feel like I've been doing 10 million things at the same time. And, you know, and I was looking forward to tonight, but I know there's always a signal problem with the West Coast and these things happen. But just as well, I didn't get a chance. I, you know, never thought I'd talk to Japanese media, you know, at the same time. But it just goes to show we're in a global environment. People are trading
yeah.
numbers and giving out names and, you know, and stuff like that. They want to get comments from people, and I'm certain you all will be, you know, giving out, you know, comments on what's going on. I wish you had your dad on tonight. I know he's pretty busy, probably gearing up just to see what Harris and Spence will do. But you know,
What all this has been going on to me. I don't mean to interrupt you, but I just want to throw this out real quick. We're just under 3 minutes, but what this behavior, what these last 4 years, I think have put on blast for the world to see. That white supremacy is something that's very real in the United
mm-hmm.
States. That it wasn't just something that black people were saying. It wasn't just something you guys were talking about on WLIB 30 years ago. It wasn't something
right.
that, you know, disgruntled people or a race of people should have gotten their shit together, stopped talking about. No, it was something it's something very real. And this guy has personified it. Not only personified it, he's attempted to promote it and bring it back to those days then where a lot of people don't know about those days. I'm talking about when all three of us were young, when the reality of those days was as real as watching it on TV, on tonight's news, right?
Yeah.
I mean, those particular days, those hard days that a lot of these people, you know, a lot of people younger than us, they don't know what that's like. To turn on the news.
Right.
And they just, I mean, now, these past couple of years, they're seeing what that's like. But there was times that was back in the day when I was coming up. We got 90 seconds, so, I mean, make this your last comment, really. Go ahead, Wayne.
The only thing I was going to add to that, man, is that thank God, in a way, social media is here because the immediacy
mm-hmm.
factor, you know, it was almost like theater of the mind when you would convey something that happened. But now, because I got this camera to my stinking cell phone, I see and memorialize everything that goes on. Good night.
There it is. Thank you, Wayne Gilman. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, but maybe tomorrow or
All
Friday.
Right. Take care.
All right.
All right.
All right. Byron, what do you want to say
it's
to the folks?
Peace and love always. And remember, you hold the power in your vote. Use it. It's make change
there it
happen
is.
Quickly. Thank you.
There it is. Wise words from Brother Byron Saunders.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you again, Byron. It's been Kay's Son and Friends. I'm Kay's Son. So listen, everybody, got to do the right thing. First, pay attention tonight. And, you know, watch the debate if you want. But also, even if you don't, just do your research, man. Just do your research. And last thing I'm going to say is –